I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Over the past few months, the state officials have been testing water in North Bennington for traces of PFOA. It's a suspected cancer-causing chemical. Today, they began testing blood. The first blood clinic was held at the Department of Health office in Bennington as the state continues to confront the widespread water contamination near the former ChemFab plant. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
So it all stayed in North Bennington and up in our area. The two wells on each side of us were high, and we had normal.
Denise Barton lives right behind the former ChemFab plant in North Bennington. She came out to get her blood tested, even though she knew the results wouldn't give her all the answers she wanted.
My son, who is 31, he has had testicular cancer. So that's of concern. I mean, I've heard that that was one of the possible side effects. You know, and he, as a child, played in that river right behind the plant. So we'll never know if that's why or, you know, the cause of it. But, you know, I think it'd be worth looking into.
Barton was one of the first people to get her blood tested. And over the next few weeks, the health department expects to test about 300 people for PFOA, which is a suspected carcinogen. PFOA was unregulated before it was phased out, and there isn't a lot known about its long-term effects on human health. Health Commissioner Dr. Harry Chen says the blood clinics are being offered for free to the people in North Bennington, though he acknowledges that the results can only go so far in settling the nerves of people like Barton.
We'll be able to tell an individual how their blood level compares to normal Americans and how their blood level compares to other people that have been tested. That's really all we can say. We can't connect any health effects to that particular blood level, and we can't predict in the future what might happen to them or connect what has happened to them in the past to the blood level.
The Vermont Health Department is working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in administering the blood clinics. The federal agency is paying for some of the costs associated with the tests, which are expensive and specialized. The blood has to be sent out of state, and it will be months before the results are sent back. Chen says confidential results will be shared with the CDC.
This is a pretty significant logistical undertaking, especially if we involve CDC, because they have a high bar in terms of their standards. So it took a lot to get it together. We actually had to buy a couple pieces of equipment, some centrifuges and some hoods. Everybody's scrambling, trying to get it done as quickly as we can, but to do it in a way that we can actually rely on the results.
Almost 200 people are volunteering during the clinics, which will continue over the next few weeks. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.